Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Entertainment reporter and author Cindy Perlman, Chicago's very own, now in Las Vegas, and for Dean today. Did you watch Hard Knocks last night, Cindy?
It was required in my house, Bob. Did you watch it? It was really pretty good.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. I mean, you get a feel for the big business and everything that's involved in football, don't you? In NFL football.
You really did. He did. Some highlights were the big business. DJ Moore. We actually see his deal go down. He got $100 million for a four-year extension. We see him given the deal, and then he has to go back to practice right afterwards, which I guess is a happy way to go back to practice. But on the show, he called the money a mood alterer, which I think $100 million would, you know, probably alter anybody's mood. That was a good moment. I thought some other fun stuff, too, with Caleb Williams. We see him getting the call to join the team. And we also see the team had to buy a slip and slide, that old-fashioned kid toy, because Williams admitted he wasn't very good at sliding. And the whole team sort of had a fun day out there doing slip and slide. Yeah. So that was another fun thing. And, of course, Jonathan Owens, we see him packing to go to Paris to support Simone. And we see Simone, very cute, FaceTiming the dogs and him from Paris before he got there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you take a little time off work. He had to bring his iPad to go over plays, and he brought a football with him in his packed luggage. And very sweet, though. He said, quote, "It trips me out. I'm watching holding my breath when he watches his wife do her thing in Paris." So that was pretty fun, too.
Yeah, it was cool seeing him with the dogs also. And the rookie who had to sing, because that's the tradition, in front of everybody.
A Canadian rookie, Theo Bennett, he not only sang, he stripped down to a Speedo that had the American Eagle on it. He sang "God Bless the USA," and no one will ever forget it, partly because of the Speedo and partly because his singing was just awful, Bob. It was bad singing, but he was very happy to be there.
I know. And then, of course, then you see the other side of things with the injury to him. HBO Tuesday nights at 8, the hour-long episodes of Hard Knocks. We'll let you hear a little bit of something else that happened on the show last night coming up after the break. First, let's go over a few other entertainment headlines, starting with the MTV Video Music Awards. Who won? Or who got nominated,
you know,
I guess, right?
Who got nominated, and I hate to say her name again, but it's good to be a tortured poet. So good that Taylor Swift, we're talking about her again, topped the list yesterday when the MTV Video Music Awards nominations were announced. Tay scored 19 big nominations, including Artist of the Year and Video of the Year for Fortnite, her song with Post Malone. If she wins, she'll be the first artist to three-peat in that category after winning also for All Too Well, the short film, and Anti-Hero the last 2 years. So getting off the Tay beat, other top nominees, Post Malone with 9 nominations, Ariana Grande, Eminem, and Sabrina Carpenter with 6 nods each, Megan Thee Stallion and SZA with 5, Lisa, Olivia Rodrigo, and Teddy Swims with 4.
We'll see who wins September 10th on MTV. Cindy, where you are in Las Vegas, people are still buzzing about the Sphere. And tell us about the next show coming in there.
You know, a little breaking news from the far western suburbs of Chicago, Las Vegas. And if you're a big fan of the 1939 Judy Garland movie, The Wizard of Oz, who isn't? They're taking the movie, tinkering with it, and turning it into a Sphere event. It's going to cost Warner Brothers $80 million, reportedly, $1 million a minute, cutting 20 minutes out of the classic film. And you're going to see The Wizard of Oz like you've never seen it before. They'll be transferred to this wraparound 18K LED technology. And there's a rumor in the lobby they're going to have some sort of flying monkey thing. So I'm not sure if they're real flying monkeys or robot monkeys, but flying monkeys will be represented.
Wow. And what's the ticket price for something like that going to be? Do we know?
Right now is Darren Aronofsky's Postcards from the Edge, a tribute to America. every single show has at least 1,000 people to 5,000 people. Hmm. They run the movie three times a day. And tickets for this 40-minute movie, plus you get a tour of the Sphere, $105 to $275 for a movie.
Hmm. Wow. Well, people love the Sphere. And we have some music news and a group coming into Ravinia.
One of my all-time favorite bands, OAR, if you've never heard of them, download a few songs, and they're great live. I've seen them live a billion times now. One of the best touring bands. They're coming to Ravinia August 23rd. But a lot of people are onto OAR now. The show's almost sold out. I think definitely the pavilion's close, and then the lawn is also selling. These are five guys who met in eighth grade. Their 30th anniversary is next year. And they have this new song that's really good called Gonna Be Me. And it's about their friendship and all the years they've known each other. So that's really fun for them to have new music. They're working on a new album. And a few days ago, I caught up with their band member, Richard Ahn, who said they love to play Chicago. And it's kind of cool. You wonder how these guys stay in shape on the road. And they said once they clear all the equipment out of the trucks, they actually set up a gym in there inside the trucks with kettlebells and ropes and all kinds of things. But they said in Chicago they like to go jogging, and they always try to hit the high points. They'll try to jog past Michael Jordan's house, the Home Alone house, the Tom Cruise house. So they're on their own Chicago memorabilia tour on top of it.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And finally, give us a little Matt Damon, Ben Affleck news.
Now, this is a truly odd coupling. It's Matt, Ben, and Hulk Hogan are teaming up together for their film version of Ryan Holiday's book, Conspiracy, Peter Thiel, Hulk Hogan, Gawker, and Anatomy of Intrigue. I don't know how they're going to fit that on a movie marquee. Directed by Gus Van Sant, so we know this is going to be good. It's about the real-life story about, remember when Hulk Hogan had a big beef against Gawker because the website put a sexy video of him and his girlfriend on there? Ended up with Gawker's Nick Denton filing for bankruptcy, and Hulk made tons of money on this. He got a $140 million settlement against Gawker, $55 million for economic harm, $60 million for emotional distress, and another $25 million later for punitive damages.
Wow.
And the real news here is there's rumors Ben Affleck is going to play Hulk Hogan.
Okay. I'm glad you're on this beat, Cindy. Thanks for the reporting.
Thanks, Bob.
And we'll talk to you again. Take care. HBO's Hard Knocks featuring the Bears premiered last night, and the team's roster did get a major makeover during the offseason, drafting the top quarterback in the country, signing one of the best running backs, trading for an experienced pass catcher. The more important makeover, though, may have come for head coach Matt Eberflus. With the help of his wife, Kelly, and team barber, Lawrence Funk, who knew the Bears had a barber, Eberflus' Q rating is on the up and up and upswing. Here's how Liev Schreiber and Hard Knocks broke it down.
Grooming someone for success is part of a coach's job and part of the larger glow-up for the 2024 Bears.
Same thing today?
Yeah.
Yep. How's the beard length?
I shaved it down to a 3.
You want me to smooth it out, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How's the overall length on top? Looks long to me.
Okay. Yeah, just take a little bit off. I trust you.
Eberflus was once the clean-shaven defensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts. In 2022, he was hired as the head coach of the Bears, a franchise in desperate need of a makeover. After a rough first season, the Bears looked a whole lot better last year. But when it came to improving his look, someone else called the shots.
After the season was over and he finally had some time off, he just didn't shave for a couple days because he wasn't going into the office. And he started growing the beard, and I'm like, yeah, I really like that. And then I got this bright idea that I got to do something with your hair.
Inspiration was from Kelly, so she sent me, what she sent us, 3 pictures?
Yeah, it was like Ryan Reynolds. And like,
I
forget. It was like, a couple of different people.
I can't believe that was like in late January, early February, and people are still talking about it.
My wife, she liked it, and that's the most important critic for me. If she likes it, then I want to keep it.
He thinks he looks cool now. I think he looks cool, too.
guess his wife wanted him to look like Ryan Reynolds, but I forgot that he was a pretty good linebacker in back in the day, wasn't he, Dave?
Well, he played in college at Toledo, and they showed some highlights that last night when Nick Saban, who was his college coach, was visiting Alice Hall.
That was pretty cool, too, to be in on that conversation. Yeah. There are several new and returning shows premiering this week. Dean Richards is on assignment, but he sent us his recommendations for what to stream.
So the world's ending again, huh? God, that's tragic. We need to fix this.
The Misfits with Superpowers of the Umbrella Academy return to save the world once again in their fourth and final season on Netflix. See it starting tomorrow.
All mutants must be destroyed.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles climb back out of the sewers to fight crime once again in the new animated series. Tales of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles begins Friday on Paramount Plus. Dance Moms, A New Era features a new generation of protective mothers aiming to turn their daughters into stars. See it now on Hulu. On Netflix starting Friday, the best bakers at state fairs across the country come together in the Blue Ribbon Baking Championship. Jason Biggs hosts. And the most popular judge on TV returns for a new season of Judy Justice. Catch it on Amazon's Freebie.
I like to use the phrase dogs smell in color. Dogs have nose prints in the same way that we have fingerprints.
Four new documentaries this week unlock the secrets of man's best friend in Inside the Mind of a Dog. Rob Lowe narrates. Streaming begins Friday on Netflix.
The natural world is filled with sound.
And get up close to experience the sights and sounds of nature in the wild with The Secret World of Sound on Netflix now. And for the kids, return to Yo Gabba Gabba Land on Apple TV Plus starting Friday.
Dean Richards, WGN News.